hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up, Megan Haney-Greer, free diving. She's just
she's
amazing.
A champion. She's a model. And for those of you in class right now who are also online, you should probably do a quick search for Megan Haney-Greer.
Yes, because she is.
That way you'll know who we're talking
Did we mention she's a model? Yeah.
And she's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, movies. Stunt double there for the Pirates of the Caribbean girl.
Yes, Keira Knightley. I don't think that she... I think you have to take the pictures from pretty far away to make her look like Keira Knightley, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
They're both pretty girls.
Very, very much so.
But I don't know how well Keira fills out a bikini.
Well, you do, Megan?
There are some pictures on the internet.
Yeah, evidently. You've been looking at them. All right, well,
it's
she's
research.
Coming up.
Research. It is important to understand who you're talking to.
Yes, that's why I said that.
I don't know who the hell this guy is online too, though.
Oh, okay. No, that would be Fishy Phil. Fishy Phil from Dive Grenada is on Scuba Radio.
Oh, yes, Fishy Phil.
Right now. Phil, how you doing? Good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Hey, good to hear you too, Greg. How are you all doing there?
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to see pictures of Phil on the internet, all you have to do is go
type
to Scuba
in Fishy
Radio.
Phil.
I don't know.
Don't do that.
No, we have a video of him on our website at scubaradio.com.
Yes.
He's featured on the new Scuba Radio theme song video. Have you seen that, Phil?
I have indeed. Good video. Yeah, everybody enjoyed it.
Yes, he's in there. He's mixed in there with all the other mayhem and fun and frolic that we had on our last adventure there in Grenada. And you were one of the stops there. How's business? How are things going in Grenada right now?
Hey, Grenada this week has turned up some fantastic time. We've got some beautiful weather, clear waters, Caribbean's absolutely crystal clear. This week we turned up for the first time ever diving in Grenada, two hammerhead sharks.
Nice.
While they're out on a little 12-meter reef dive. Absolutely wonderful. We've got a group of 10 diving with us. They are such happy campers.
Now, yeah, they were excited, or were they a little freaked when all of a sudden they saw two hammerheads swimming by? Or how did that encounter
happen? No. I mean, it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime dives. It was two hammerheads, turtles, eagle rays, seahorses. You know, it's like we opened the box and everything came out.
Excellent.
Literally, nobody was freaked, and everybody had such a good time.
Yeah, now Phil's website for Dive Grenada, of course, divegrenada.com. You can check out all the information right there at his Paddy Resort there in Grenada. What have you been up to lately, Phil, as far as, like, the underwater park? Because you're literally, your shop there in Grenada is right off the coast of that underwater art thing you guys have there in Grenada, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been one of the guys who's working with the Action Group down here. We just installed this year some brand new sculptures in the Underwater Sculpture Park. And remember, this is, you know, unique in the world. Nobody has anything like this. We just put some new pieces of sculpture in. And in fact, Dive Grenada is now string the next one, Greg, which is going to be the world's first underwater park bench so the divers can take a rest while they're having a dive.
Well, God knows we need that. Because that's, I love that. An underwater park bench. That is the best idea I've heard in years for an artificial reef. That is great. I love that. What a photo op that's going to be.
Sitting on an underwater park bench.
You've been there, the underwater sculpture park, where the iconic ring of children, the 26 children in a circle holding hands, we're going to have the park bench just in front of it so that you can take your photos sitting down on the bench. We're going to have a We're going to have our dogs literally by the park bench. We're going to have some garbage collection there. And then you're going to have the ring of children when you've taken your picture right in the background.
Nice.
You're going to keep a ring of children underwater for how long? They're, I mean, that doesn't seem legal.
They're already there. They can do that, Grenada.
Yeah. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Ghost children.
Yeah, you know, Fishy Phil, that's what they call him, evidently. But he has, you know, you've been doing this for years because you used to be, you know.
The Pied Piper.
No, he used to be in the Royal Navy. Hardcore, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My background is Royal Navy from the UK, so I served in there for nearly 18 years before, and, you know, being a Navy diver as well, so amongst other things.
Yeah,
you know, so I've been doing this many, many years now, probably 30 years if I have to count the clock back.
So for 30 years, you've been taking children and putting them underwater, and no one's caught up with you yet.
No, he's been...
Yeah, you see, that's why I'm in Grenada.
He's running from the law. He's running
out. Yeah.
No, he's from the Royal Navy. They can do what they... Laws don't apply to you guys, right? You're kind of like underwater jail.
We get diplomatic immunity.
Yes, that makes sense. Well,
No, it doesn't. That makes no sense whatsoever. Go on.
It makes about as much sense as putting a
bunch of children underwater around a park bench.
A park bench, yeah.
Singing Jethro Tull.
There'll be no pigeon feeding off the park bench, though.
You need pigeons. Fishy Phil. Pigeons. He's got the garbage collection. He's got the dogs. He's got the children.
No, we could do the pigeons later in the year.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, they just create a mess because they poo-poo everything. We don't want
Is there going to be a sound system?
A sound system?
Will there be a sound system underwater?
No.
Well, we could do that as well, and we may have a little steel pan under there, and we may have the, we're going to have a problem with the dogs under there because we're worried about them peeing against the park bench. So
that's all right.
The fire hydrants.
The fish poop down there. Don't worry about the dog pee. I think it'll wash out. I really do. But what you should do is you should be able, every time somebody goes down there, they should hear Aqualung by Jethro Tull.
Yeah,
sitting on a park bench.
Yes, okay. It took you a while to get to that one, Bill.
Actually, I did it earlier, but he was talking.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I like it. But you know, you have the underwater sculpture park there in Grenada, and you can dive it with Dive Grenada and Phil and the gang. What else is going on there? Are you getting excited about the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca C that happens this year, too, or what, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all really excited. We're just in the last throes of getting the preparation done. We haven't released anything just yet because we need to make sure that everything is confirmed. We don't want to tell people things that aren't going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, we're very, very excited. It's a fantastic opportunity to remember the people, obviously, who lost their lives, but also to all the people who helped with the evacuation of the ship, and also to tell the world about, the Bianca C, which is, as you know, known as the Titanic of the Caribbean, you know, the wreck to dive in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it is. It is a world-class underwater wreck site that you really need to mark off the list several times. Every time we go, we try to at least do one or two dives on that wreck because it's spectacular. The Eagle Rays common there along that wreck. And that site where you guys saw the hammerheads, where was that exactly when you were
That was just slightly south, still in the same basic area of the Bianca C. As I said, on a nice little 12-meter sort of 30, 40-foot reef dive, very, you know, gentle, and these two fantastic creatures came along and just said hi and, you know, hung around for a couple of 3 minutes and then just went on the way. But, no, in that same area, really, as the Bianca C, you know. But I was only diving on her yesterday afternoon with a couple. We were doing a bit of a technical dive and done a little bit deeper. And, you know, she's a real majesty. You know, she really is. You know, I've dived her many, many years here while I've been living in Grenada. And she never, ever fails to amaze me when we go for a dive.
Yeah, it's quite a spectacular dive for sure. And Phil's one of those classic examples. You're in the Royal Navy and just diving her all around the world. And you end up, because you love the diving in Grenada so much, you just decided this is where you wanted to set up shop and go from there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Grenada found me. Grenada, I always say, this is one of my catchphrases, has it all. You know, from the ripping current dives to the genteel photographic sites to the marine protected area to the shallow wrecks to the pristine reef sites. I mean, we do literally have it all.
You really do. And topside, the place is just beautiful. One of the most beautiful Caribbean islands I have ever been to. We will be going there again at least once, maybe even twice here in 2011. And I hope to stop by and hang out with you, Fishy Phil. Will you take me? Will you take us? As long as I bring a mermaid,
right?
It was
great having you and the girls and everybody down last time. And, you know, we enjoyed the time with you.
You got it. Back at you, my friend. All right. Well, take care, Phil, and thanks for checking in.
You're very, very welcome. Take good care and say a big hello to all your listeners.
You got it. Divegrenada.com. Just go there and check in with Fishy Phil and their gang, and they can take you off diving there. The Sculptor Park, the Bianca Sea. They got a whole list of cool, cool dive sites right there in Grenada. The Spice Island. You got to go. Trust me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
In the sun by the bay, I wanna ride a manta ray, gliding through the ocean beneath the moon and stars. You'll never be the same once you ride a manta ray.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's our buddy Eric Stone, by the way, one of the scuba dudes. You can pick up his CDs there at scubaradio.com. Next week, we will have the scuba cowboy with us at Beneath the Sea. He's going to be showcasing his new CD, Wet Dreams, and have it for sale there at the front of Beneath the Sea, the dive show there in the northeast New Jersey at the Secaucus Meadowlands Convention Center. And we're going to be doing our show live there as well. So make sure you join us for Mermaids, Mayhem, and Music there next week. And if you can't be there in person, well, just listen in. And you can share the joy virtually on the big show with us. All right, now tonight, you know, March 19th, tonight on the History Channel, there is a TV show called Undersea... Oh, man, I had it right here. Undersea... Where is
Universe?
It? Yes, Universe. That's right. Undersea Universe. And you can check this out. I haven't seen the full version of the show, but I saw a little clip there on their website, and I was pretty impressed. And I noticed, like, wait a minute, that looks like Megan Heaney Greer. And lo and behold, it was. And
how could
I
you tell? She's like the human chameleon. She looks like Keira Knightley one minute. She looks like Gina Davis the next minute.
She's everywhere.
Everywhere,
she's been
everyone.
In commercials. She has, you know,
all things to all
people. Freediving records. Been down to 170 feet on a breath of air. And look, she's on Scuba Radio right now. Megan, long time no chat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Yeah, and we told you that one day that court order was eventually going to expire, and lo and behold, it has.
That's true. There you go. There, we got her number back, and she didn't block us. That's even
no, me. No, never, guys. We yeah. go back so far now.
It is.
Gosh, what was it? 1996.
14 years, Megan. We're getting ready to celebrate our 14-year anniversary 2 weeks from today. Can you believe it?
Oh man, congratulations! That's
yes.
awesome.
Well, hey, you'll have to join us. We're going to the Bahamas, but you're so busy. I mean, you know, you do all this TV stuff, you do film work and everything, but yeah, really, you're working hard there in Colorado, like educating yourself right now, right? Or finishing it up?
Right. Well, I'm diligently working and having other people educate me. I figure you always have a lot to learn, but yes, I'm in my fourth year as a student at the University of Colorado at CU Boulder. And I'm working on my biology and anthropology degree, so it keeps me on my toes.
Yes, well, no doubt. I mean, she's always into something, and you still do a little of the TV and movie stuff in between just to kind of keep your feet wet, I guess, in the free diving world, right?
Exactly, yes. Of course, my you know, most favorite thing is being underwater. So I recently was down in Miami and worked on a Bones project, actually, the TV show Bones. It's a spinoff project from Miami called The Finder. So I got they brought me down there to do some underwater stunt work, which is always fun. And, I mean, I keep busy. I, you know, always have a fin in the water, so to speak.
Yes, no doubt about it. Now, I called up Megan today before the show. Because I came across a story about this TV show that's airing tonight on the History Channel, Underwater Universe, and I recognized, you in the clip, because there's a segment in there about, freediving champion Megan Henny-Greer goes down to 170 feet, and they talk about all the scientific things that go into the fact that, your lungs collapse down to the size of a softball and all this kind of crazy stuff. And I'm really into it right now because we're getting ready to do a freediving course ourselves here finally, but I call you up and you're like, what, I'm on TV tonight? You didn't even know. What's up with that, Megan?
No, man, nobody tells me anything.
Yeah, that's how it is.
No, I was really glad that you called and told me. I posted it then on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff to get the word out, but it does look like a great show. I actually, they flew me out, I think we shot that in Portland, of all places, Oregon. They flew me out for a big interview session, and they had a bunch of, experts. I think Jean-Michel Cousteau is on
right.
there, and somebody
yep.
from the Navy, I think, and a bunch of other people, and it looks like a really great piece. I remember, like I said, doing the interview, and it was a really fun group, but it was a while back that we did that interview, and like I said, I'm busy with so many different things, with school and family. I got married this last summer, and diving and
whoa!
What?
I did.
Bill
I did.
Is so
I took
sad
the,
right
the
now.
Ultimate plunge.
The ultimate. Are you still holding your breath?
yeah. Forever. But it's good. He's a great mountain man. So we're kind of like the different elements.
You married Grizzly Adams. What's up with that?
Yeah, he is. He's a mountain man, fifth generation Boulderite, which is kind of like being a Key West conch, It's a rarity to have somebody born in Boulder. And but yeah, he's a great guy. He's a total mountaineering man and used to teach with one of the outdoor semester in the Rockies programs and stuff. Yeah, he's my hero.
All right, let me ask a quick question. When you talk about him and introduce him, you haven't used this line yet, but I absolutely think you should. As a free diving world champion, you should say, he took my breath away.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. On the risk of sounding cliche, I will start using that. I like that.
I think you should.
He
and you only
my
have
breath away. And I have a beautiful little stepdaughter. And, life is good. Oh, and, Greg, I mentioned this to you earlier, but I'm embarking on in all my spare time,
yeah.
I decided to take on an honors thesis.
Yeah, what's that about?
For my biology degree, so I figured it was my masterful plan of getting myself back in the water, underwater with sharks, also one of my most favorite things to do, And so I'm going to be doing some shark research down in the Bahamas. So I wish it was sooner and I could hook up with you guys down there, but this isn't until a little bit later this summer, and I'm really looking forward to it, getting underwater scientifically with my finned friends.
Yes, well, you know what? You know, we're going to be diving all throughout the year. Who knows? Maybe we can sync up while you're in the Bahamas. It'll be, you know, we talked about it for so many times before, but, you know, we always had that restraining order thing.
Issue. That has always worked against us.
Wait a minute. What? Nobody told me about this. Was the restraining order against me or against you guys?
Whoa! Yeah, that's
a fair question.
You know.
I wasn't privy, you know. I figured I was in all this time that I was just, you know, stalking you guys. So.
That's what happens when you go into witness protection. They start leaving you out of the loop.
Nice. Well, you know, she has a mountain man to protect her now, so she's probably, she's probably pretty safe from our crew. So maybe we'll have to make that happen, Megan. It won't come soon enough for us to be able to dive together for sure. Now, when you do that stuff in the Bahamas, is that going to be scuba or is that going to be free diving stuff, or you just have to wait and see?
Well, I'm designing the study myself because it's my undergrad project. So it's going to be probably a mix of scuba and free diving because I'm going to be doing just an observational study at this point and documenting stuff on video. So I'm going to have a camera on the bottom and a camera on the surface. So it has yet to be determined. There's going to be a diver on the bottom, and that may be myself or somebody else, and then somebody to operate the camera on the surface, which obviously would just be free diving. So,
got it. All right. Well, freediver.com. You can stay up to date with Megan right there. And we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Big Wave Dave's going to join us here in just a bit from the Be a Diver pool in L.A., I believe, is where he is today. And we also have, we got to tell people all about this TV show tonight, too, Bill.
The Underwater Universe?
Yeah.
No, we need to tell them a little bit about that. Also, I was speaking to Megan after we went to the break.
Yeah.
And she said that there's lots of ways you can find out about what she's doing, including freediver.com, of course, which you mentioned, but she's also available on Facebook.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, just do a little search, Megan Heaney Greer, and become her friend on Facebook. She's our friend.
Yeah, you got to know how to spell it, though.
Okay.
M-E-H-G-A-N, and then Heaney, or Haney, is H-E-A-N-E-Y.
Dash.
Greer, G-R-I-E-R. None of those words are written the first way I would spell them.
Right, good point.
But none of them,
you know,
not one of them.
If you Google Megan...
Right.
Megan,
or if you go to freediver.com and the spelling is right there.
Exactly.
So that's the best way to do it, and you can find her fan page, and you can become her friend, or, like Eric Douglas, Gregory Holt, and NetDoc from Scuba Board, you could be her friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a great lady. She really is. She's been literally...
He does not look like a mountain man.
Oh, you got a picture of her
There's
hubby?
A picture of, yeah, her Facebook picture isn't even a picture of her. It's a picture of her kissing
him. Does he have a beard?
He doesn't have any kind of a beard.
What?
He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like a high diver. He looks like Greg Louganis' younger brother. Hope that gets back to her.
I'm sure it will. So much for diving with her in the Bahamas here in a couple months. And Megan, it was Bill, not me. Okay.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah, this show that's airing on the History Channel tonight, I think it's 9 o'clock tonight, Fatal Pressure is the title of this particular episode of Underwater Universe, and I've just seen a clip, but it looks very interesting. So if you're a diver, check it out on the History Channel tonight, March 19th, I think 9 o'clock tonight, or just check your local listings for the History Channel and the show Underwater Universe. All right. More coming up, including Big Wave Dave from L.A. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, this week, remember, if you have satellite radio, tune in to Radio Margaritaville or go to their website, RadioMargaritaville.com. We're supposed to do a little guest shot with our buddy Miles Hampton, who does the evening shift, I believe, on Saturday night, Friday night or Saturday night or both or something like that. But anywhere towards the end of the week there at Radio Margaritaville, you might hear myself and the mermaids talking about diving and our adventure in New York City, or in the New York City area, which would be beneath the sea, where we will be broadcasting live next week. But if you, like I said, Margaritaville fun, it kind of goes hand in hand, that whole Jimmy Buffett vibe thing, you know, hanging out at the Tiki Bar, and then, you know, we like to do that periodically and share the love of diving that we have with our Margaritaville friends. They do tend to go hand in hand at times. So that is this coming week. Now, Big Wave Dave is out in California. He's the man behind the Be a Diver Pool for DEMA, the Diving Equipment Marketing Association. He travels around the world or country and sets up a 20 by 40 foot pool and turns people onto diving. He's in L.A. today, and I don't know, what is this, a travel show you're at, Big Wave, or what? What is it?
Yeah, it's the L.A. Times Travel and Adventure Show. The pool's packed. People are putting money down for classes. It's a crazy day.
Excellent. So it's a travel show. So, what, I mean, explain that. What does that mean? Just like booths from different places in the world where you go spend vacation or what? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's booths here anywhere from Africa to Bonaire to Northern California wine country. I mean, the hall is packed, probably several hundred booths, and it's a great show.
Excellent. So people are jumping in the pool, and then you're saying, yeah, hey, if you like this, get certified here at your local dive center in California, and then plan a trip to Hawaii or off to Catalina Island or whatever the case may be, I guess, right?
That's it. Yeah, we've got five local stores. They're signing people up for classes. You know, we're talking about, hey, go down to the island I'm on there. If you're not diving locally, because the water's 84 degrees, it's a great place to dive.
Excellent. Now, Dave, are you getting any local time there to dive, say, off a... Let's see, L.A., you're not far from, what, Catalina Island there, right?
Yeah, not on this trip. This is in and out, but in the summertime, I usually hang out for an extra day or two and go out to the oil rigs or somewhere.
Yeah, the oil rigs. That's the other site they have there off of California. You can dive there, huh?
Yep, yep. It's some great diving, and, you know, the temperature's just like Wisconsin, nice and cold.
And nice. There you go. Nice and calm is what we like. Actually, for the Long Beach show, I have a day... available, I think, the day before the Long Beach show. I'm flirting with the idea of going out to Catalina Island. Now, that will be what, May? Let me think. No, that'll be June. It'll be the first weekend of June. So how warm will the water be in Catalina Island that time of year? Have any
not
idea?
Warm enough.
Not warm enough? What do you think?
Probably be chilly. You need to get a dry suit. I don't know if you ever go with one of those.
I have a dry suit.
He has the world's driest dry suit.
Yeah, it's really, really, really dry because it's never been in the water. But
well, then you need to get it blessed and go diving.
Yes, I need to do this. I really want to go diving off Catalina Island. God knows I've seen enough video. You can even virtually dive Catalina Island on that DiveNav website thing.
Oh, that's close enough.
Simulator type
thing. You fill your pool with 50-degree, bathtub, yeah, with 50-degree water. Get the laptop and watch the video and see what you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, by the way, you know, it's our next show. I'm going to be down in your sunny state of Florida. Be down in Naples for a career day next month. And when you were saying I travel all the world, it was true because I'll actually be over in Singapore for ADEX in a few weeks.
Oh, really? Are you taking the pool over there to ADEX too, or are you just going?
DEMA's actually teamed up with them and set them up with a pool about 5 years ago. So I go over there to help them with that and also talk to different... resorts and stuff about coming to the DEMA show.
Excellent. So ADEX, what does that stand for? That's like the DEMA for Asia, right? Or the
it's a consumer show. It's Asia. Oh. It's Asia Dive Expo, but okay. It's a fairly large show, won by a couple of the magazines over in that part of the world, and people come in from all over to go check it out. And again, just like going to Beneath the Sea or to Our World, it's that type of show.
Except no, you have no idea what anyone's saying to you, I'm guessing.
No, actually, Singapore English is their standard language. So really, anybody that's probably born after 1960 has got an English first. And most have English first name and speak
really?
English. And
okay.
Everything, read and everything.
When is that show?
That's, for questions in Singapore, so they're doing it Easter weekend.
Oh, that's Easter weekend.
He'll be too busy free diving.
I'm taking a free diving course that weekend. That's right. I had that on my schedule. I've been wanting to do this ADEX show because I hear about it every year, and I'm thinking that'd be kind of cool to go to Singapore, see if I can get over there and get back without being, you know, caned.
Waylaid?
No, if you go over there, you got to do is just spend a couple extra days and go dive someplace, you know, in that part of the world.
Yeah, well, definitely.
He would probably make it Singapore on his way to Australia.
Yeah,
or the Maldives.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a great weekend. This kind of winds down my, like, 9 straight weeks of having a pool all over the United States, entering several thousand people to diving. And kind of next month we get some South Florida, then some stuff in Texas, you know. And so go to beadiver.com and find out where I'll be.
There you go. That's right. Beadiver.com and follow the progress of Big Wave Dave. And if you don't have if you have some non-diving friends, that's a great place to send them to get them started in the right direction. Right, Dave?
That's right. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's how easy it is to dive. You know, everybody comes out of the water smiles. Even people are like, man, I thought I'd be nervous. This is so easy.
Exactly. Hey, if we can do it, anybody can do it. Look at us.
You got that right. So, yeah, it's been a busy year so far, and it's only the first quarter. So we're having fun.
You got it. All right, Dave. Take care, buddy. Oh, wait, you got something
I got something for Dave while he's at the L.A. Times travel show. They doing anything in the wake of, no pun intended there, in the wake of the tsunami? Are they doing any relief
earthquake
effort
stuff
there or anything?
I have not seen anything yet. So my guess, you know, I mean, there usually is some exhibitors from Japan, but again, with the tragedy and everything, I'm sure they've all canceled and they're trying to get things straightened out at home.
Yeah, I do know if you go to DEMA.com or DEMA or DEMA.org, I mean, I think they've already started trying to orchestrate some relief efforts for the dive community there in Japan, haven't they, Dave? I remember seeing a press release on that.
Yeah, we actually announced that this week. So
yeah.
Check that out. You know, they're all in our thoughts and prayers, and hopefully things will get straightened out. And, you know, because a lot of people do visit Tokyo area. There's a lot of divers out there, and a lot of divers travel through there getting to a different part of the world.
And now, of course, the other thing, which we've hardly mentioned at all today, is the supermoon. Do you have any special supermoon plans for the Los Angeles area?
He's not planning to drop trowel and show the people there on the West Coast.
That's not what the supermoon is. Big Wave Dave is not the source of
mine.
The supermoon.
What is a supermoon? I'm not familiar with that one. Well, maybe I've been working too much.
That's when you roll down the window.
No.
And you literally stick it out.
No.
And... What? No?
No. No, the supermoon, the moon on an 18-year cycle is closest to the Earth at this time of the year. Right now, it's closest to the Earth, and it's closer than it's been in 18 years, and it's a full moon, which is very uncommon. So they're calling this the supermoon.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was close to the part of the Earth. I had heard that, but I just didn't hear that terminology.
Yeah, basically, in L.A., it's when all the nut jobs come out tonight.
Yes, that's different from every other day. In which way?
Good point.
Hey, we got a great night plan. We have an exhibitor party at the Grammy Museum. We've got Lady Gaga impersonated there.
Really? Nice. Well, that's about as crazy as they get. Now, what will happen, though, because of the supermoon, the Lady Gaga impersonator will suddenly transform into a werewolf.
Or Tony Randall.
Or Tony Randall.
Could have happened.
They'll be howling at the moon in no time. I have no doubt about it there in Cali. All right. Well, take care, Dave.
All right. Again, check out beadiver.com. You know, see our Facebook pictures. Find out where we're going diving. And spring is just around the corner. So if you're not diving yet, get in your store for a tune-up and get ready to go.
There you go. That's right. Good advice from Big Wave Dave, who manages the Be a Diver pool for the dive industry. And it is a great place to start. If you have a friend that you've wanted to get into diving, BeADiver.com is a perfect website to start.
And if you know a hot-looking girl that you really want to see in a bathing suit, take her to a show in a cold weather climate where the Be a Diver pool is, and you get her into a swimsuit.
Especially during a supermoon. If you're lucky, if you play your cards right, she may show you hers.
Then there's that.
Yeah. Really, this supermoon for real?
Yes.
That is tonight?
That's tonight.
Wow.
Full moon.
I wasn't prepared. Now I know what I got to do tonight.
Roll down the car window.
Here we go. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, and Bill, the producer.
That's nice how you did that.
Equipment malfunction. My headphones just kind of came apart on me. What the hell happened?
They exploded. I've never seen anything like that happen before.
What's up with that?
That can't be right. Can't be legal. Yeah. Can't be the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it is. They're not supposed to come off like that.
They're not supposed to explode in your hand.
That is not. That is.
It was pretty funny to watch, though. I'm willing to concede. Huh? Yeah. Hey, are we giving anything away on the website?
Always.
Of course.
Are we never not, really?
That's a really good point.
Yeah. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com. Right now, we have a really cool thing. You have an iPhone, Bill?
I do not.
Okay. You know someone who does.
Yes, I know people that do.
All right. Well, here's the deal. You go there and you register. Not you, because you're not qualified. You're not allowed.
I'm not qualified.
Because
I don't have an iPhone. In fact, my daughter, who's 18 months old, has a better phone than I do.
Well, that's pretty much goes without saying.
But see, versus a toy and can talk to princesses.
You can go there whether you have an iPhone or not, and you get this, because surely you know somebody who does have an iPhone.
Yes.
And you can use this as a gift.
Who's Shirley?
Well, Shirley, the person that you would want to buy something for that has an
iPhone. Do not mention Shirley if my wife might hear.
Yeah. Okay. We will keep that amongst ourselves.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we have this thing from Cobra right now, this iRadar. Really cool little device. It's basically a radar detector that interfaces with an app on your iPhone. And you get everything in this nice little package from Cobra. And that way, you install it on your iPhone, you put the little device on the dashboard of your car, and then when you're racing to the dive site...
You're not racing. Going fast in order to get to the dive
faster
site.
Faster than maybe you should.
Racing on the streets is illegal in almost all states.
Yes.
And impractical.
Let's just say, you're focused on the dive profile that you're about to partake in.
Yes, you're so excited about getting in the water.
Right. And you overlook the fact that you might be cruising a few miles over the speed limit. Well, the radar will let you know that there's a smoky bear coming up over the hill there and keep you from getting an unnecessary ticket. So we're always looking out for you.
5-0.
Yes. So just go to scubaradio.com, click on the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway, and register for that so we can put you in the hopper to win this month's prize.
Finally, there's something
Cobra
worth...
iRadar.
Yeah, finally, there's something worth seeing on the scubaradio.com website. Because you never put anything else up there except for all those mermaid pictures and the videos and all the information about all the places you go and all your upcoming trips. And other than that, there's nothing there. Just not even worth going to scubaradio.com and finding out what Tony the Mermaid looks like or the new mermaid, Sarah.
Right. Actually, there's not a whole lot of pictures of her up there yet. Actually, there is.
It's her first real mermaid experience, but there's some.
Yeah, there is.
Her first real mermaid experience is going to be, where she's exposed to the general public. Well, not exposed.
Right, that's not the right word. Let's not scare her.
And Tony will be there was it Under the Sea?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mermaid Tony will take Sarah under her fin and show her the ropes and how to properly interface with all these Jersey divers.
Right.
When they say, hey, I got a picture righty. She'll know how to handle that accordingly.
Yes.
Right.
And she'll be able to give out Tony's card.
Right. That's right. Her play. Yeah, we got to bring those up to the Jersey divers. I'm sure that'll be her little trading card. Will be a huge hit. I have no doubt
little.
About it. Well, okay. All right. Hey, a little shout out to our buddy Single Scott.
Woot woot! Happy birthday!
That's right. It's his birthday today. He's all of 29. Isn't he?
You know what? Most of his clothes are 29.
Well, that's good.
He's not wearing what he was born in.
He's
some of it is what he was born in. But
yeah, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Single Scott.
We do wish him the best on this very special day. He's planning a trip to the Caymans.
Really? Yeah. Diving?
Yeah, he's doing
it. So unusual that Scott would go diving.
It's shocking, isn't it?
It is. It.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, we'll hear all about that. I believe he's going in May. It's actually going to be at a time when we're... at the Long Beach show or something.
I'll be right here in this closet, not to worry.
Yes. Well, that's
if he's
fine.
Looking for me, he'll know where I am.
All right. Well, you could join us on a trip, Bill. It's never too late.
No, never too late.
The next big one we got planned for anybody who wants to join us is September 17th for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Right. That's for the next trip. No, I mean, anybody can go to the anniversary.
Right.
The April 2nd show there in Bimini, but then with the liveaboard cruise, which is the way to dive.
Yeah. If you want to come on a dedicated week-long diving adventure with us, that would be September 17th for a week there in Saba, St. Kitts. You fly into St. Kitts, and then we cruise past the island of Saba and dive around there for a few days, and then we end up on the island of St. Martin. It is just an awesome itinerary for a liveaboard adventure. If you've never done a liveaboard trip, you need to do one, period. I don't care which place you go to. But if you have done one, trust me, you've never been on an itinerary like this. This is a truly unique and just world-class diving itinerary that you can do with us September 17th with Explorer Ventures.
There was somebody I was talking with this week and asked me specifically what my favorite dives were, and I'm thinking of dives after dives after dives, and the first 10 of them were all off of liveaboard ships.
Well, there you go.
Every one of them. Really? My 10 favorite dives were all off of liveaboard
ships. Take it from Bill, the producer. He knows. He does. He knows what it's like when we're diving.
Because I am much more like the typical listener to Scuba Radio. I don't get to go every day like some people I know.
Yes.
And so you got to pack in what you can when you can, and liveaboard diving packs it in like nothing else.
It does. Just go to exploreventures.com and book it today. You will not be sorry. 1-800-322-3577. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board. We got giveaways, all kinds of extra stuff, including a live edition of the show. Just like we're going to do next week from New Jersey and Beneath the Sea.
That'll be
so
lovely.
Just join us. That's all you got to do. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.